Rosh Hashanah is the first day on the Jewish calendar. It's a day of fresh beginnings, no matter where we are, no matter what happened in the previous year. It's a year that we can restart and start anew. So in our personal lives, our social lives, our professional lives, our spiritual lives, we can start anew. If you're watching this live or afterwards, feel free to download a handout. Harford, H-A-R-F-O-R-D, Chabad, Chabad.org/RH handout. And you have a handout that you can take with you. It says I should stop the stream and start over, so I'm going to ignore that for the moment. On the first day of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also the day of judgment. It's the day that all living beings pass before God and He decides our destiny for the year. So therefore, on Rosh Hashanah we pray and we have repentance and we do our best to connect with Hashem. Rosh Hashanah is also the birthday of humanity. Adam and Eve were born on Rosh Hashanah. They were created on Rosh Hashanah. It is the sixth day of creation because God created the universe only to be that the universe should become completed by humanity. It is therefore a day that we recommit to our unique individual purpose in changing the world. The first thing that Adam did to make the world a place where God can feel comfortable is he crowned God as king. So each year we reinaugurate God as king of the world, as master of the universe. To celebrate these points, we have a formula of prayer, introspection, family meals, and rituals. And we put them all together, and this lesson gives a little bit of insight into each. So the first thing you need is a machzer, a prayer book. The machzer is a holiday book that includes the prayers, the kiddush, the grace after meals. Reach out to me if you need one, if you want to borrow one from Chabad. And we will do our best to provide one for you. Now, in order to, if not, you can get a machzer online, you can order one. And another thing we would like to do before the holidays is prepare all the holiday dishes, including challah and wine, and the symbolic Rosh Hashanah foods, which we will mention. Purchase candles and tea lights, as well as a yahrzeit candle, as well as a memorial candle, so that you can have a candle to light for the second day after Shabbos. You can get at the dollar store, you can get at ShopRite, or any respectable retailer should have yahrzeit candles, and you can light a candle. So like this, you can light for the second night from a pre-existing flame. Make arrangements to hear the shofar. You can hear it with us in the morning. You can hear it with us at Shofar in the Park at 6 p.m. at Bynum Run Park. There's a kids shofar blowing and a kids program at 12:15 at the Armory. If you can't make any of those times, please reach out and we will help you find a mutually agreeable location that we can meet up and blow the shofar for you. We need to prepare spiritually, as we've been discussing in the previous podcasts. The proper time to light the candles on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, there is a correct time that we light. In Harford County, the correct time to light the candles is approximately, I want to say 6:52, but give me 1 second. I'll give you the absolute exact time for Bel Air, Maryland. In Bel Air, Maryland, candle lighting is at 6:50 on Friday, Erev Rosh Hashanah. And then on Shabbos, the day after, it is actually after sundown, so it is after 7. It is after 7 o'clock. In the handout, you'll have detailed instructions of how to light the candles, etc. Before we daven at home, we try to establish a certain location to be our home prayer location. The evening prayer begins in the machzer, the one in front of me on page 23. Usually it does not start on page 23, but since it is Friday night, so we say some of the welcoming Shabbat prayers, and those prayers begin on page 23. We say those prayers, we sing the Lechadodi. We don't want to detract from Rosh Hashanah, but at the same time, we want to recognize that it is Shabbos. So we greet the Shabbos. To ensure that we do that, we read a slightly shorter version of the Kabbalat Shabbat, and then in the Ma'ariv on page 30, we cover our eyes and we say the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. There's an insight about this prayer, about the Shema prayer, that on Rosh Hashanah, Adam crowned God as King of the universe. And every year, we do exactly the same. We stand before God and we declare, I pledge allegiance to God. It is a moment that leaves us uplifted and humbled. On one hand, we get to speak to God, but it's also to know that God pays attention to us and allows us to speak to Him. Following the Shema prayer, we continue with the prayers. You can follow along in the Machzor, in the prayer book, and we say the silent Amida. The silent Amida, every standing prayer that is said in silence, a private meeting to God, that prayer has its own theme. They all start the same and end the same with three starting blessings and ending blessings. We take three steps back and then three steps forward and visualize as if we're walking into God's throne room and talking to God directly. The theme of the Rosh Hashanah Amidah throughout the whole Rosh Hashanah is that God is creator. He's the king of the world. And we revere God. And we tremble in awe about in front of the greatness and the majestic grandeur of God's glory. We open our hearts with sincerity, but we recognize that to bridge the infinite and the finite is almost impossible. So therefore we say to God, I believe, and I know that you're willing to bridge that gap. So I ask you, show your intimacy to me, connect, let us be one. One of the prayers that we say is, may everything that was made known that you have made it. May everything that has been created know that you have created it. And may everyone who has the breath of life in his nostrils declare that God, the King of Israel, is King and has his kingdom, kingship and dominion, rule over all. We continue standing until the end of the Amidah, page 39, in honor of Shabbos. We turn to page 40. We recite Psalm 24. A psalm by David, the earth and all therein is the Lord's, the world and its inhabitants. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend the mountain of God? Who may stand in his holy place? One who has clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not used my name in vain or sworn falsely? Every year on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem agrees to recreate the world. Our term, round 1, or round 25, or round 35, or whatever number, depending on how old we are, is over. The world's on probation. And God says, should I give the world another year? So we say, God, I know. I mean, especially this year, we placed our hands in the hands of medical experts. Our prosperity we place in the hands of our employers. And we forget sometimes that everything really comes from God. Now, God says that we should place our hands in the hands of good doctors. And I thank our doctors for being the heroes that they are, you know, helping us through this pandemic. But we also recognize that God, when he tries to decide whether he should recreate the world, might recognize that we're not as pure as we might seem to be. So we recommit and say, you're king, and this year, this upcoming year, we will be better. We are so sure that we will be blessed with an amazing year that we say like this, L'shana tova tikatei v'techatem, may you be inscribed and sealed for a good year. Our sages taught that every human being and every Jew has the power to grant blessings, and we utilize these powers liberally on this day. But the only time we say this blessing of L'shana Tova Tikatei V'Seichasem is on the first night, because after that we no longer need to bless, because we are confident that we were blessed properly. After the service, now again, we're talking to someone who's doing this at home. If not, you go home and you gather family or friends around the table, obviously safely, and we sing the Shalom Aleichem and the Eish Hashchayah, but we say them quietly so that it can be paid attention to and not to detract from the Rosh Hashanah prayers. It's on your Machzor on page 43 to 45 in the Chabad Machzor. And we say the Kiddush on page 46. And if you look in your handout, it'll give detailed guidance on what you say with the Kiddush. Then we go to the sink, we wash our hands ritually, three times on the right, three times on the left. We dry our hands, we make the blessing. Again, look in your handout, harfordchabad.org/RH handout. RH standing for Rosh Hashanah. So HarfordChabad.org RH handout, and we eat the challah. And on Rosh Hashanah, we eat symbolic foods. One of the most common customs is to eat an apple dipped in honey, and we make the blessing Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Borei Pri Ha'Etz, the blessing on the fruit, and then we say Yehi Ratzon Mefanecha Shetizchadesh Aleinu Shana Tova Umesuka. May it be your will to renew for us a good and sweet year. There are other round challah who recognize that the blessings should continue without end, like a circle that has no beginning and no end. Apple dipped in honey for a sweet new year. A pomegranate that we should have, our meris should be like full, like the pomegranate is full with seeds. The head of a fish, so that we should be like a head and not like a tail. Many people eat merin, carrots, to multiply. The Yiddish word for carrots is merin, which means to multiply. Beets, that our foes should be removed. The Aramaic word for beets is silka, which means remove. Some people eat squash, because the Hebrew word for squash is kara, which means to read out loud, so we want our merits to be read out loud. Then you say the grace after meals. On Rosh Hashanah, we have a longer service. It begins in person at the armory at 9:30. Page 60 to 76 is called the Berachas HaShachar, the morning blessings. There's not much different there than a regular Shabbat morning. You say the morning blessings. Thank you, God, for making me alive, making me wake up. Thank you for giving me clothing. And then we do the Pesukei Dezimra. The Pesukei Dezimra goes from page 79 to 100. It's verses of song, and we praise God as our creator and provider. We describe his greatness to help us recognize the admiration for this great God. It's also very similar to a regular Shabbos morning. And then there's a little shaded box. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai went to meet Vespasian. Now, this is right before Vespasian got the memo that he is the new emperor. So Vespasian says to Rabbi Yochanan, says to him, "My king." So he says, "If you knew I was king, why didn't you come to me earlier?" So Rabbi Aaron remembers this story at this point in the prayers, and he faints. Because on a regular Shabbos, we say, HaMelech HaYoshev, the king that sits. But on this, on Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, we say, the king is seated. All year long, we know that God's king. But on Rosh Hashanah, we recognize he's king. And we have to recognize, where was I a whole year? How come that wasn't front and center and permeating my bones a whole year? When a person, God forbid, is diagnosed with a terrible illness, sometimes they'll say, put your affairs in order. But every day we should really, we don't know when we're going to be born and when we're going to die. Following, so we say, HaMelech Yoshev Al Kisei Ram Venisa, the king is seated upon a lofty and sublime throne. And then we say the blessings of the Shema, pages 101 to 108. And then on 109, we say the Amida. The Amida, again, similar to what we mentioned yesterday. On page, the theme is that God is king. Page 119, we say, improve your deeds that the covenant shall not be annulled. He who has spread out the heavens as a canopy shall hear your cry, and it will please God more than a sacrifice of oxen, O Holy One. God weighs our actions. But in order to fix our mistakes, we need to take account. We need to pay attention to what our mistakes were. So we spent the month doing our math, saying where was I good, where can I do better. And we say, I'm not offering you a sacrifice of a cow, of a bullock. I'm offering you myself. I'm offering you to be connected. And if we offer this covenant of ourselves, then God won't become undone, and our covenant won't become undone, and our connection will be real, and will be inscribed for a good year. Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King, page 152, 153, is the heartfelt prayer of a Jew seeking to reunite with God. At 152 and 153, which is actually not said on Shabbos. So we'll save that for the second day. And in the last stanza, we'll get to as well in the second day. And then is the Torah reading. The day of the Torah reading on day one. On day one, we talk about the birth of Isaac, and the Haftorah is about the birth of Samuel. Both Sarah, the mother of Isaac, and Hannah, the mother of Samuel, were not able to have children for many years, and Hashem remembered them for a blessing on Rosh Hashanah. They conceived against all odds. We learned that Adam and Eve were created on Rosh Hashanah. God brought forth human life. There were no precedents to human life. It's a day of life. It's a day of renewal. Despite the barriers, notwithstanding what impediments and obstacles we were faced with the previous year, even if at this point compared to the previous year, we cannot give birth, we turn over a new leaf and we could transcend the natural law. And then after the Torah reading on day one, we have the Musaf prayer. And the Musaf prayer is split into three parts. The Malchios, the sovereignty. We bend the knee, we bow, we offer praise before the Supreme King and Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He. God says, make me king. In order to make someone king, you need to submit completely. You need to give them their all. God wants us to submit. So He said the Hebrew word for desire or for will is ratzon. The Hebrew word for channel is tsinor. They're the same Hebrew letters. We ask God, you be the channel to channel all the goodness to us. You be the channel to lower yourself so that you be our king, so that you can be a channel, a connection to us. We do your will so that you'll channel what we need to be connected. Zichronos, memories, there are no forgetting before your throne of glory, nor is there anything concealed from your sight. God's memory is perfect. We pay attention to the things that are important to us. But things that aren't important, we don't pay attention to. God pays attention to everything. But God also sometimes is so beyond that he chooses to, it's not relevant to him, certain things. So we say, God, may your connection with us be in a way of transcendence that you don't pay attention to our iniquities. Don't pay attention to our shortcomings, because the relationship is beyond that. Then there's shofros, the shofar blowing the thunder and lightning. You revealed yourself to them with the sound of the shofar. You appeared to them. It talks about Mount Sinai, that God revealed himself on Mount Sinai. There was noise, there was shofars, there was loud noises. God asks, why should I continue humanity? Who are you that I should care to have a relationship with you? The answer is, because you want us, earthly creatures, to live by a heavenly code, to live by the Torah and Mitzvot. So when we read the shofar passages, we're connecting. Then there's the Nisan HaTokef prayer, page 200. Repentance, prayer, and charity avert the severity of the decree. Rosh Hashanah is the day of judgment. Who shall live and who shall die? Who shall be born? What kind of responsibility do I have to myself, to my families, and to the world? Our repentance, our good resolutions are not only things that affect me, they're things that affect the entire world. Rosh Hashanah is called the head of the year. If you play with the brain, it could affect everything. So on Rosh Hashanah, we say, we recognize that what you do, what I do, what anyone does, affects everyone around them. The second day in the evening, we do Ma'ariv like we did the night before. This time we don't, it's not, we don't start at the same place because it's not Friday night anymore, it's not Shabbos. Candle lighting is held after nightfall. So we say, we also add the prayer for Saturday night in the Amidah on page 35. And we omit any mention of Shabbos. Kiddush is on page 46. It includes inserts for Saturday night on pages 46 and 47. On this night, we make a point of eating a new fruit that we hadn't been eating. Many people eat a, at least over here, a dragon fruit or a papaya fruit that they didn't have before. On the second day, we actually blow the shofar. So I'm going to go back to where we have the shofar blowing, and we'll discuss the shofar blowing for a moment or two. You can also learn a little bit more about the shofar blowing in one of the previous podcasts, which you can find on the website, on the Harford Chabad website. So let's talk about, it should be in the High Holiday section, harfordchabad.org/holydays, and in the guide section, there should be a thing called podcasts. So, the Torah reading for day two, we read about, so we did the Amidah, we sing the Avinu Malkeinu, our Father, our King. Be gracious to us and answer us, for we have no meritorious deal, dear, charitably with us and kindly with us and deliver us. A righteous person doesn't say to God, bless me because of my good deeds. They bow down with humility. Because if God has to give us based on our deeds, there's a limit. But if God gives us not based on our deeds, but based on his royalty, they say that a king once gave a rabbi a gift of $50,000. Why? Because the rabbi's son was bar mitzvah. And the rabbi said, "Mike, he's a kid." He says, "Yeah, but I'm a king, and a king has to give royally." On the second day, the Torah reading following the Amidah, following the Avinu Malkeinu, we read the Torah. The Torah reading on the second day describes the binding of Isaac. God tested Abraham. What are we saying on the second day? God is greater than life. If it comes down to choice between us and God, we choose God. Thousands of Jews over the years have chosen God over living a non-godly life. If life is only about me, then it's not a life worth living. Life has to be beyond me, greater than me. So we say, God said to us, stay alive. 100% he wants us to stay alive. But he wants to make our bodies the tools of our souls and make us recognize that we are sacred offerings. Then, after the Torah reading, we blow the shofar. The shofar is blown. Second day this year, the first day is on Shabbos, so we don't blow the shofar. It's a simple blast, but it's also a simple cry. There's the long note, the tkia, the shivarim, the broken note, the terua, the nine notes. When you're part of a symphony, you don't just blow. You blow the right notes at the right time. Someone qualified needs to blow the shofar. I'm qualified. Join me. Monday, we've got a service at 9:30 till about 12:15, which we will blow the shofar at about 11 o'clock at the Bel Air Armory, 39 North Main Street. At 12:15 will be a children's service, which will include a shofar blowing at the Armory. At 6 o'clock in the evening at Bynum Run Park, we will have a shofar blowing. And if you can't make any of those, reach out and we'll find a mutually beneficial time that we can meet up and blow the shofar. It's a wake-up call. It's the coronation of God. It's telling us that there's a bright future when the ingathering of exiles, when we will all go home. The shofar is a very powerful moment. It's a very special moment. It's a time that we get to connect. you want to try to see if you can learn how to blow the shofar yourself, there's options. But it's important to practice and practice and practice. Then in the Musaf, we say again the Malchios, the Zichronos, and the Shofros. And on the second day, we go out to a pond where there's fish. We cast our sins into the depths of the sea. Many people throw bread, but this is not the custom to throw bread. Fish don't have eyelids. Their eyes never close. God never closes his eyes to the Jewish people. And then we will be doing Tashlich together with the shofar at the park, at Beinemron Park at 6 o'clock. And then, as the holiday comes to an end, on page 306, we say the Havdalah, and we separate the holy from the rest of the week. May we all be blessed with a happy and healthy, sweet new year. Feel free to reach out with any questions. Feel free to download the handout, harfordchabad.org/rhhandout. And don't hesitate to reach out to me, rabbi@harfordchabad.org. Thank you for joining us for this short lesson about making it meaningful at home. And God willing, we will continue to be in touch. The second night candlelighting is after 7:46 from a pre-existing flame. The holiday ends at 7:45 on Sunday. Any questions, don't hesitate to reach out. And thank you for joining me.